Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and today's show is sure to make you flip and head over heels in love.
I think you're missing a word there.
No, sure to make you flip and head over heels in love.
Yeah, okay.
And get head over heels in love?
No.
Fall and head over heels in love?
But I already said flip.
We can't say the word fall.
Oh, right.
Touché.
Censors.
Oh, one love.
Oh.
Oh, I see what's happening now.
Come look at the freaks, because there is a sucker born every minute. Come join the circus and love triangle that shares everything, because today's show is the greatest on earth. Joining us today are the usual high-flying acts, including Kevin, the devil you know, Jager.
Hey! Oh, I like that.
That was good,
right? Yeah, that was good.
Those are all like circus-themed.
That was actually great.
Thank you. You've got a
freak
little
show. I love that.
Barnum in there, sideshow.
Yeah.
And
Barnum, you're going for it.
Cirque in general. I'm a man. I know the price of admission.
Very clever.
Thank you. And Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Hello.
And of course, with us today, that voice you hear is a guest who you may have seen on tour in Grease, We Will Rock You, and Jersey Boys, or on TV in Masters of Sex or Girl Meets World. She's currently lighting it up in her Broadway debut in Broadway's Cirque show, Paramore. Let's give a big broad-waisted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Ruby Lewis.
Ruby Lewis!
Yay, I love friends.
Especially show friends.
Show friends. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, our absolute pleasure. Now, you can follow Ruby on Twitter and Instagram at Ruby Lou La. So RubyLewla.
Mm-hmm.
And on Facebook at Ruby Lewis Official.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's
official. I don't know. Now that I don't live in L.A. anymore, because it was like Ruby Lou L.A.
Right.
Like when I was like in L.A. But now I'm like, oh, shit. No! I don't live in L.A. Oh, I already cursed.
I can't wait for Carmen Cusack.
It's really just because I'm obsessed with Carmen Cusack.
Exactly. Just try to throw her in there.
She's
what
a national treasure.
What if I say the S word like for a long period of time? Just can you like put in?
Oh, then we'll do like.
I can't wait to see.
No. Oh, we do. She's a national treasure.
Anyway, yeah, she is. She's really stunning. And but anyway, should I change my Twitter and Instagram?
You can have two. You should do Ruby Lou at La and Ruby Lou Ni.
Yeah, right. Ruby Looney and Ruby Lula.
Or just say that it's like you turned your song, like your name into a song. Like, I'm Ruby Lula. Like,
Ruby Lula.
There you go.
All the Ruby Lula day.
That's
hey,
perfect.
It actually kind of works like that.
Yeah.
I always wonder what people think when they read it. If it's anyway, I don't
leave
know
it to Broadwasted to come up with excuses for anything for you.
I'm sorry.
We always help you out.
We're really good at excuses.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. On that note, what are you drinking?
Oh, well, this is a fine Cabernet from a fine shop in Harlem, I've been told.
Oh.
Yeah, very fine.
It's
East Harlem variety.
Argentinian Cabernet Sauvignon. Notes of a little Argentinian dust, a little... yeah, I'm getting like a little citrus. I don't know what that's about, but yeah, it's really good.
That's the Harlem wine for you.
It is.
The vineyard is actually in East Harlem.
It's just on Calvin's balcony.
Yeah,
it's right on my balcony. It's really special wine.
Kev, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking tequila and ginger.
Notice how he's not drinking the wine.
I am.
I'm letting the ladies be fancy.
True. Kimberly drinking it as well.
Oh, yes. Very fancy, Kevin.
Thank always.
And along with Kevin, I'm drinking tequila and ginger ale. And that's what we're drinking.
That's what we're drinking.
That's what's
very
flowing through our
about
blood.
It today.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you typically a wine drinker?
Yeah. I mean, I drink wine typically every day, once a day at least.
Great. It's good for your heart.
It's very good
for
your
heart. Yeah, I'm told if you drink one glass a night, it's good for antioxidants. Good. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I really, really like
wine.
And
it makes TV funnier.
Yeah.
So, let's start with what have you seen this week?
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 That was pretty great. That's great. Let's start with Kevin. Kevin was in Chicago.
I was. So I just spent the past 2 weeks in Chicago.
You wouldn't know from our episodes.
We ghosted you.
Yeah.
Or not ghosted you.
Trolled
you?
No, we didn't ghost or troll.
We're sneaky. We're just sneaky.
Bait and switch? I don't know what it's called.
A what? A bait and switch?
I like that. That's what you do in Kentucky. That cute.
Yeah, well, that's what we're real good at.
Real good.
You could have seen her eye roll. It was pretty incredible. Anyway, Kevin, what did you see in Chicago?
So, Kevin, why were you in Chicago?
Oh, yeah. I was in Chicago because...
don't care. Moving on.
The musical that I wrote, Daphne Sunset, is being produced. Is one of the top two in the Chicago Musical Theater Festival. So I was there for rehearsals and to meet the cast and crew and everything. And that was really fun.
That's awesome.
Yay! So while I was there, I got to kind of experience some of Chicago's theater. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I was super duper excited to see was I got to see SpongeBob SquarePants, the musical.
With Lily Cooper, friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Lily Cooper. Hey, Lily. So, okay, so I went into it having been a fan of watching the show when I was like 12 and 13 years old, and I wanted to see what they were going to do with it. Mm-hmm. I was a little nervous, but because they had all these other different people writing the music, and I was worried about the continuity.
Yeah,
but I had a blast.
Yeah,
it was super fun. My favorite part of the show, honestly, was the set and costumes.
Yeah.
It was like, it was done by the same person, and it was just...
Usually, that's not a good thing to say up front.
No.
But I believe you.
What I mean is it created the world, and it wasn't ever trying to, like, duplicate cartoon, because that can't really happen. But they found a way to make it almost feel like Pee-wee's Playhouse.
That is one of my favorite shows of
exactly.
All time.
Exactly. So they were able to bring in, like, that kind of joy. And, like, when the woman walked out who is Mrs. Puff, like, I knew who it was.
Yeah.
And it was they didn't do anything. Like they weren't dressed
spoiler
like fish.
Spoiler alert, Mrs. Puff is in the musical.
She is. But the costumes were all like great to be suggestive, but like an over the top.
SpongeBob.
But not like he didn't have like a sponge on his face or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it was just so much fun. And the music was great. And the cast was really incredible. Ethan Slater is who's playing SpongeBob. He's kind of new to the scene. He had done a Nymph Show last year, but he was incredible.
Yeah.
He just had that kind of Pee Wee Herman, like, you know, in their head, they think they're a cartoon character.
Yeah.
And it brings that out, like, the fun of it. It's like, he didn't do, like, a direct mimic, but, like, there were certain things he did that were so SpongeBob.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm saying that. So SpongeBob. He was great.
That, should we say that now? Instead of that's so Raven, that's so SpongeBob.
That's so SpongeBob. Obviously, Lily Cooper was great. She always brings good energy to a show.
Yeah.
But who stole the show was Gavin Lee. Gavin Lee was playing Squidward.
Oh, yeah.
He's from Mary Poppins fame.
Yeah.
And so he played Squidward. And they had this amazing costume so that when he walked, like, all four legs moved.
That's and super cool.
He had this giant number. Like
tap number?
Yes.
Yeah.
Squidward.
Of course. Tap numbers.
Where the whole show, he was trying to do this number, and he kept getting, like, cut off by someone. And it was so funny. And finally, in Act 2, he got to do it. And, yes. It felt like old school Broadway number.
Wow.
And then I looked in the program. I'm like, who wrote this? And it was... I don't even know what the group is. I'm going to sound like an old man, but it's called They Will Be Giants.
Oh, they might be giants.
Is
the best.
Yeah, I've never even heard of it.
Yeah.
They might be giants.
Was that a question or the name of the band?
That was what they were called.
They Might Be Giants releases children's albums that we used to listen to a lot in the New York Kids Club where I used to work.
When you were
no, when I used to teach preschool.
Oh, okay.
And, like, children's gymnastics classes.
I'm surprised I haven't heard of that. I used to work in children's music.
Oh, really?
Doing
what?
Little
I
Maestros
worked for
or something.
Little Maestros, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I worked for Little Maestros for
several months.
Did you enjoy that?
I did. You know who I taught was Donald Trump's little boy.
Oh.
And moving on.
Baron Trump, yeah. And Anthony Bourdain's little girl. She was adorable. I love name-dropping toddlers.
Yeah. I had Kelly O'Hara as a little kid, so.
Oh, you're up for a surprise in 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
10 minutes.
Oh, no.
What else did you see, Kev?
When it comes to New York, definitely go see it. SpongeBob was incredible. The other thing, I got to see smaller theater in Chicago.
I'm so excited to see it.
Right?
Just from hearing about the concept. The same costume, set, designer.
Correct.
The same designer.
Correct.
It's
one person who got to create the world. And that cohesiveness super worked.
And in juxtaposition to the music.
Yes, it's where they had all these other people, and that actually worked. There were certain songs that stuck out more than others. John Legend wrote a song that was the Patrick and SpongeBob duet that was like their kind of friend duet, and that was really, really awesome. And then other than that, Jonathan Colton wrote Bikini Bottom Day, which was like the song that came back a lot.
Nice.
And it was like a great song. Like that was the song that you left the theater kind of like singing and hopping
along
to.
Well, Ruby, we're inviting you officially to the broad-waisted SpongeBob outing night.
Yes.
Oh my God, you should totally come with us.
Yes, please.
Because I really want to see how it translates, because it was so much fun in Chicago.
Cool. So Ruby's in.
Yeah.
Other than that, I saw a one-woman show at the Greenhouse Theater Center. It's a smaller kind of, puts out a lot of awesome shows. They do like some bigger shows and also small stuff. This season they're doing a solo celebration of a bunch of one-person shows. Jake Harvey, shout out, who's the artistic director there, doing some great stuff in his first year.
Great.
And I saw a show about a woman. It was called Squeeze My Cans. And it was about how she spent 20 years and almost $1 million in Scientology trying to find herself before she escaped.
Oh,
and
so it was, cans.
Yeah. So, because that's like their,
when they test you
and you have to hold these like metal cans.
Wait,
and then
what?
It's like attached to a machine.
Watch the HBO
it's
documentary.
Almost like a, it's like
I, a, didn't, I actually didn't watch it.
Yeah, it's like a lie detector thing. You should watch the documentary because she touches on almost like the same exact stuff, but it was just from like her personal experience.
Cool.
But yeah, it was really fun. It was great to see like big commercial theater and smaller theater too.
Kimberly, what did you see in New York recently?
I haven't seen anything.
That's okay.
It's all
okay.
Right.
I was on vacation.
Oh, that's true. You were.
So there was no theater in Alabama.
There's no theater in Alabama at all.
Well, Pokemon Go happened too.
Ah,
so like
that was
I was
theater.
On the beach, and then Pokemon Go happened. So then we would just go out and catch Pokemon after we were on the beach all day.
Yeah, that's nice.
And then
more active than seeing a show in a way.
In a way, that's what it's like.
Not that we're saying we should stop going to Broadway and just play Pokemon Go. Everybody should see.
You
shows.
Know they're
going
to do a Pokemon the Musical that's interactive with your Pokemon Go.
Yeah, it's going to be like Sleep No More,
but like Pokemon some more.
Yeah,
catch them all. I don't know.
I'm so sorry.
Pokemon.
Catch them all, the Pokemon story.
It's so funny. If you were here, Kimberly and Kevin are like kind of laughing and like, oh, Brian. And Ruby's like, what did I get myself into?
No, I was just going to tell a story. Yesterday I thought it was so funny because I was like, oh, I don't play Pokemon Go at all. I wasn't into Pokemon. My little brother was. But then I was like, oh, I really like Pokey. And like, what if it's like a Jamaican guy saying Pokemon? And like, and so I made this, like, I freaking spent like an hour photoshopping an image of Pokey in a bowl that had the Jamaican flag on it. And I thought it was going to be like a huge hit. Nobody liked it.
Where was it? On Instagram?
On Instagram, yeah.
You got zero likes.
No, I got like 62 or something.
62? That's a good day for me.
Well, not for me.
Yeah.
Someone's Instagram famous.
Yeah. What have you seen this week?
I actually, last Tuesday, this time last week, I was in Las Vegas. Ooh. I went there for 10 hours.
Okay.
To see the big press opening of Baz, Star-Crossed Lover.
Yeah.
And because I was in the show last summer at Mandalay Bay at the Light Nightclub.
Uh-huh.
And they've since moved it over to the Palazzo. And wow, it's freaking incredible.
Yeah.
Because that's my family. The For the Record, that's my family. That's how I felt comfortable in Los Angeles when I moved there. I finally met these people who were like East Coast musical theater performers. And then we started in a bar and we kind of expanded the bar and then we expanded to a nightclub and then we kept expanding. I say we, the creators kept expanding and expanding. And I was just so proud to be there. It's like the most phenomenal and they're doing
awesome.
Well. And,
so if you're going to Vegas, you should see Baz.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going. So
it's the best ticket in Vegas for sure.
Is it? Then I'll go. I'll see it. I'll be there in the fall. I'll definitely
see
it.
Yeah. See it.
Oh. Cool.
It's amazing.
You know what I saw recently, Ruby?
What?
The show you might know.
Mm-hmm. I might know intimately?
Potentially. I don't know your relationship with shows.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Hamilton. No, I saw Paramore. I saw... Mm-hmm. Kevin, did you see Hamilton?
I have not seen Hamilton.
Kevin, I had a friend yesterday who won the lottery. It's real. The
it
lottery
actually
is
happened?
Real. She won.
I knew someone who it happened to, too.
Oh, see? Double lottery. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. I'll be the third, because everything comes in threes. So, yeah. Lin-Manuel, if you can't get me a ticket, I'm going to do the lottery. The lottery, bro.
I'm going to do the lottery.
So, please, choose my number.
So
I haven't seen it either.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I will
even
take
Kevin Ruby, judge you
I'll
who
take,
didn't
no.
see it.
I know.
I was just getting
shaming.
Excited that I could use this.
Hamilton shaming.
So, yeah, so I will bring Ruby with me.
Yeah.
So just throw me two tickets and I'll take Ruby.
Great.
And she's really pretty.
Who?
We'll go.
Ruby.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking. I was like, that's a weird way to describe Hamilton.
That's true.
So I saw Paramore.
Yeah.
It was unlike anything I've ever seen.
Isn't it very unique? Yeah.
It's incredibly unique. I've seen Cirque shows. Like, I've seen Love, and I've seen One, and I've seen O. And this was... I like how it pulled parts of those in terms of, like, what Cirque does really well.
Right.
As well as kind of featuring the incredible talent in New York City, like yourself and, you know, all of your co-stars.
Yeah.
So that dichotomy of the two was, like, very exciting to see, especially in that beautiful theater.
I know.
That was, like, it's a perfect space for it.
I know. It's the only theater that, I mean, they fly, like, literally, I think, sometimes I think they're going to hit their head on the
And that's the first time people have flown lights. In that theater, correct?
We saged the theater before we...
Yeah, yeah.
Did you? It. As well you should.
Yeah.
What was the rehearsal process like for that? And now, and then what is the, every night, you know, you're going out there, is it like a well-oiled machine as it moves? There's like no stopping it or, yeah, I guess kind of if you can elaborate on that.
It's very unique. I mean, I never thought that I would be in the situation that I was in which like setting a Broadway show, but starting from kind of just a teeny blueprint. Like we started January 4th and we just had this blueprint of what it was going to be. And we really, it was called, they call it creation in Cirque, and usually creation will take 9 months. And we did it.
Like
and,
a baby.
Yeah. I don't know if that was intentional or not, but usually it takes a lot longer. But we would take the train out to Grumman Studios in Bethpage and literally just kind of create. And we would have these, like sometimes we would workshop the oddest things just to strike inspiration. Like we would workshop for like an hour at a time miming. Like we would mime walk and mime run, or we would workshop how to move and look like we are in a silent film. Mm-hmm. Like we would twitch and stuff for like an hour.
If you were watching us, she's twitching and she's moving.
I gesticulate a lot.
Yeah.
And figuring it out all together. It was really weird. And then, you know, I had never seen people like train the way these people train. It was really...
Those twins are outrageous.
Yeah, the first time we saw their act in at Grumman Studios, we were just like, oh,
so for,
my God.
So I wanted you to finish that.
They don't have a safety net, yeah.
Yeah. So essentially, crazy. For all you listeners out there who have not seen Paramore, you should go see it. There are this set of twins who
the
do
Atherton
this...
The Atherton twins.
Excuse me?
The Atherton twins.
The Atherton
Kevin
twins.
Kevin and Andy, yeah.
Kevin and Andy. They, not only are they, like, made of stone... they do this number that is in...
It's act one. It's on the set of the film Cleopatra.
Yes. And they do this incredible number where there is no net, and it's them flying through the air and doing all these, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Silk?
Hand to hand?
It's like silk, but they're on actual wires, and it's truly...
Straps, yeah.
Straps. It's truly incredible.
They fly over the audience's head.
And it's funny because it seems like it's no work at all. Like... They make it look so easy. And then they land on stage and, like, take their bow, and they are huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
While they're doing it, it's, like, seamless
Perfect,
entertainment.
Right.
That's
crazy.
It's one of the most...
It never gets old. I watch it every night.
Oh, yeah, you're on stage, right?
Yeah, I have the best seat in the house, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just watching from, like, the top of that Cleopatra throne.
Kevin, you'd love it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, just on a throne.
All about it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
They're, like, my sub... They're, like, performing for Cleopatra, so I'm just, like... Taking it all in.
Are you supposed
to
like
it?
For me.
Every night, yeah. I like really let it sink in. Like, this is for me.
Tough show, am I right?
Yeah.
What is, there's this big scene in the show where you do a lot of technical work, cameras and video projections where you're going from movie to movie and there's the green screen.
Yes.
What's that like for you? Because you need to be, you know, in your place and you need to be perfect and that seems like a lot of, an incredible amount of concentration. What's that kind of like?
Yeah, it's a live movie posters, living movie posters. And so we recreate movie posters in real time with two green screens. And, I mean, even the title of the movie poster is a placard that is cut out to look just like the title. And it goes,
wow.
And they, like, use a spotlight to highlight it. And it all comes together within, like, 5 seconds. And then we just move through all these posters. It's really
wow.
cool.
That's
and
awesome.
The whole time I'm singing.
You should see it, Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Kevin doesn't see anything.
So. I have to go to
it's
town
really
to
amazing.
See things.
Yeah. Kevin needs to leave town
just
and go to other cities just to see.
Me too.
I've been blacklisted.
Oh, that's true.
Every
I think that Ruby and Kevin are kindred spirits.
I think we are.
They both
feel the connection.
Yeah.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shana Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
That's super cool. So we're going to play our first game.
We love games.
Word association. Kimberly, can you describe word association for those of people who don't know? And Ruby, if she doesn't know, I don't know.
Brian's just going to say words, and then you say the first word that comes to your head after
his
word.
It sounds like a therapy session.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But we're drinking during it.
So the best kind of therapy.
Are you ready?
Who knows what demons will come out in this.
I'm ready. Yeah, what if I'm just like, childhood. Skyfall.
Repression. No,
all right. Broadway.
Revelry.
Ooh.
Wow.
That was weird. I don't know why.
SAT words.
Yeah, right? Fried chicken.
Scrumptious.
Car soundtrack.
Destiny's Child.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Say my name.
Favorite musical.
Ragtime.
Are you going to go see the Ellis Island one day performance?
What?
They're doing a reading. Yeah. Brian Stokes Mitchell is...
Concert. Whatever, yeah, baby.
But your boy, Victor, is...
Brandon Victor Dixon?
Is Cole House.
I saw him as Cole House in White Plains Performing Arts Center.
Oh, you did?
When?
7 years ago.
One night only, and they're going to try and do like a... The idea is to pitch it to be like a thing on Ellis Island. It's supposed to be. It's going to be awesome.
Like start doing concerts?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, like an encore kind of thing?
I don't know.
It's not encore.
No, I know, but like that's kind of
such a wonderful idea.
Yeah, yes. It's awesome. Goosebumps.
Scary. I think I used to read the books and get scared.
Yeah.
So good.
Night of the Living Dummy, Monster Blood. The Werewolf of Fever's
Spring.
The
camera one? With a dummy. There's one.
Night of the Living Dead. Yeah. Night of the Living Dummy.
That's, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Milkshakes.
Chocolate.
Ping pong.
Childhood.
Can you elaborate, please?
We had a ping pong table in my basement.
Oh, great. So childhood did come into this.
Yeah, it did. Well, good for you. But it was a very happy childhood.
I actually have written here Anthony Bourdain, who you've already brought up.
Why?
Why?
You read my mind?
I guess I did.
I love Anthony Bourdain, and I taught his child, and I just watched like 5 episodes of
He's like the world food guy, right?
So good.
So good. What's that?
I want like his the job world so bad. I want
He goes all over and eats crazy
but, like,
food.
Kitchen Confidential, because he used to be a drug addict, so he's really cool.
He's so cool, and like, man, he's got it figured out. His wife is stunning. Man.
Yeah?
Yeah. She used to bring, they would both bring the kid. It was like no nanny. Either one or the other would bring the, I can't remember her
name. No nanny's the way to go. I don't know that I made, I just, that's not like a thing to say. I don't know.
I never had a nanny. I had a grandmother that took care of me, but no nanny.
Mm-mm. I watched The Nanny.
Oh, I did
that's
too.
True. I would have loved to have that nanny.
Yeah.
That's true. Those kids were very spoiled.
They were very spoiled.
Yeah.
Very
before she got there.
Right.
But then she showed them like what
and he was a musical producer.
I'm from Queens.
He was a musical producer.
Sheffield was?
Yeah. Yes. That was his job. Mr. Sheffield was a musical producer.
And why was he so like left-brained?
It's interesting because he... this is an episode.
Why do you know this?
They make a joke about how he passed on Cats.
Oh, no. They do make that joke.
You remember?
Yes.
I used to watch. That was over my head. I thought he was like a freaking investment banker.
The joke was that Cece, his assistant, made him pass on a dumb musical about Cats. And that was a joke in the show because Fran Drescher, you know, who helped write it and whatnot and curated the show, that's a weird word to use for it, you know, is a huge musical fan. So, that was his job. He was
I
a musical
loved
producer.
That show.
Yeah. I know.
I used to watch that.
I have to go back and watch it.
Started really as good. Finance guys.
Yeah.
Like, that's either how, finance guys
yeah.
or
lawyers.
And that's how she became the nanny.
Yeah.
The nanny. I used to watch that with my girlfriend in college.
And. Oh. Signs that.
You know, I know you're gay.
Exactly. I have one more question.
Yeah.
So, Ruby. Two questions for you.
Okay.
What is your favorite experience seeing a show? Like, what or and what made you become a theater person?
I had two experiences that, like, stand out in my childhood mind. And
Kevin,
one,
don't laugh at me.
I can't help.
One was Cats, and it was the tour. I don't know how old I was, but I was probably, like, 5, 6, I don't know. It came through Louisville.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. I was probably 5, 6, 7, 8 on one of those. And I do know that I, like, fell asleep by the end, but what stuck with me was memory, and all I would do all day long was, like, throw leaves in the air and, like, stick leaves on me and sing Memory as a child. And then,
but Andrew Lloyd Webber did it that way because how are you going to forget a song called Memory?
It's true.
That's sung 4 times in the show.
Is it?
It's definitely
it's wonderful.
We'll get to see it.
Soon I'm excited.
It's definitely Ruby, do you want to come to Broadway Sid Night Out at Cats?
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan of Leona.
Yes.
I'm a big fan. I cover a couple of her songs. And then the second thing that happened to me was when my first time in New York was I was competing for the Petite Miss Dance of America. Yeah, it was a very traumatic experience for me because the girl who ended up winning the Petite Miss Dance competition, I guess we were 11. She, first day of rehearsals for the opening number on Broadway, the song on Broadway, we were like warming up or whatever. And so I'm like stretching like normal people do. And she was in the corner doing fuetes and she did 62 and people started counting.
Oh, wow. She was that girl at 11.
Yeah.
Wow.
But then the petite mister looked just like Jonathan Taylor Thomas. So,
it was a great
day. So it
could have
been Brian.
Oh, that was me. You didn't.
Listen. But then I saw Smokey Joe's Cafe to get to the point.
It was my
first Broadway show ever, and I was oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And, and now I have the playbill and the tickets framed in my dressing room.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
I really like that a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But let's play a game. Kimberly's finishing her
Kimberly
drink.
Kimberly needs a refill.
You want more wine?
Yes, please.
Can you pass the wine, Ruby?
Or just refill while I explain the game. We're going to start with... I know.
Alex is...
It sounded worse than it was. We're going to play Dirty Hands on a Hard Body.
Yay!
Yay!
Thank you.
Dirty Hands on a Hard... Ruby did not even give that wine back.
In this game, it's like categories.
Okay.
So I will say a category of a game.
You played it, Kevin.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was just being excited.
Oh.
How it works is we have some categories. I will rapid fire point to each of you to say something in the category... As fast as you can.
It's like when you're like jumping in the pool, like you say colors and you're like, red, blue, green.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, that's what I meant by categories. I'm glad that you understood the pool game that no one else apparently has ever played.
I have not.
If you get it wrong, so if you stutter or you take too long to say it, or if it is a repeat, you should put one hand in the air. That is your dirty hand. As soon as someone has two hands, they are out. We will go until one person wins the game.
I just want to say that Dirty Hands on a Hard Body is an incredible title for a game.
Thank you. It's usually called Dirty Hand Randy.
I understand that, but using hands on a hard body is right up my pun alley. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I like to be as punny as Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but my puns are debatable.
They're very thought out.
You're quite pontiferous.
Did you have something to say, Ruby, about
it? Oh, I think your puns are really spot on. That's what I was going to say.
Okay. First category. Are you ready? And we'll just go like Kevin, Brian, Ruby, and just around in a circle so I don't have to point.
I have to close my eyes.
Sure.
The first one
close my
is
eyes.
Types.
Don't distract me.
Circus acts.
Trapeze.
Elephant dancing.
Circo.
Lion tamer.
The unbelievable magician.
Strap act.
Elephant riders.
Jumping into
elephant drivers.
Oh, of course.
Right, those elephant drivers.
Starting with Brian.
Well, I love how Kevin and I did like very generalized things. Uber's like, this very specific thing that no one's ever heard of.
Because she knew she'd win because guys wouldn't say it. All right, we're going to do.
I just want to give Kevin a high five.
I know. Everyone is leaving me hanging.
Okay, musicals with one-word titles.
Barnum.
Baby.
Candide.
Candide 2.
No! Brian, hand in the air. Ready?
Titanic. I meant Titanic.
Okay, we'll start with Ruby.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, is Titanic Candide 2? That would be
ready?
Amazing.
Yeah.
No, Titanic 2.
One, two, yeah.
Return of the Hindenburg.
Rock musicals.
We Will Rock You.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Rock of Ages.
Godspell.
I don't know.
American Psycho.
What?
Duncan Cheek wrote it. He's kind of pop.
Okay, Spring Awakening.
Tommy.
I was going to say Tommy, so I'm going to put both hands up.
Kevin's up. All right, rapid fire. So we're going to do...
Who starts?
Ready? Brian will start. Okay. Plays.
Oh, just plays?
Plays. We always talk about musicals, so plays.
Oh, that's nice. You can't take it with you.
Inherit the Wind.
Crucible.
That one with the girl that's...
that comes back again and again every season on Broadway.
What's Glass Menagerie?
Glass Menagerie?
The fact that we knew what it was.
They really do. They're
damn
just
it.
Like, we haven't revived that in 17 months.
I have one now. Okay,
I have one
now. Down to the two of you again. Ready?
Darn it.
Gymnastics moves.
Flipping.
Kind of.
A double twist tuck.
Hmm? Pommel horse.
That's not a move. That's an apparatus.
The pommel horse moves.
I was there. I was like, yeah pommel horsey.
Double layout.
Forward roll.
Push up into a split.
Backward roll?
Gainer.
What?
I don't know.
No, she probably has one named after her.
Yeah. Gloria?
Oh, wait, no.
Why would Gloria Gainer have a... It's the move you do when you're done, you go, yeah.
Anyway, Brian lost because
I lost. Pommel horse doesn't count.
Move.
No.
Ruby wins!
Ruby wins!
I don't win anything, yay. Right.
You won a starring role in Paramore.
Ready?
Sorry.
Paramore?
Sorry.
Because he's saying it like a 30s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
20s?
40s? Mm. 50s?
Decade?
General Fluid golden age.
Time. Anytime?
General golden age, yeah.
Well, yeah, so they do
of
the...
Movies?
Let's figure this out.
Or theater.
Of film. Yeah,
okay.
Of Hollywood.
So they do Gone with the Wind, which is 39.
Mm-hmm.
So if the poster's already out, it probably takes place 40s. Because the golden age of movies, you can consider like 30s to early 50s. So it's probably somewhere in that time, like a Mac and Mabel type of thing.
Yeah. If you really break down the movie posters, because there's like some like a hot, was it the 50s? There's a spectrum of... So it's really more, it's less time specific as far, and more like commenting on...
That time
this
period.
Period of time in which, like, you could, like, really be thrust into stardom, like, the way my character gets thrust into stardom.
Yeah.
Like,
what's your character's name?
Indigo.
Oh, I know it's Indigo, but isn't it, like, listed as the poetess or something like
at
that?
At first it was the poetess, and then it was the leading lady, and then she got a name. Her
Indigo.
Name was Indigo.
Right. Don't they actually say your real name in the show?
Yeah, they do. And they used to do it, like, 3 times.
Oh,
I was
it's
like,
this
is overkill.
It's because it was, I was
like,
there in the audience.
Purpose?
No, well, they were
on
like,
purpose, yeah,
like, what's your name? It's like, is it an emerald, a ruby? And then.
Oh, I get it.
And he's like, it's Indigo. She sounds like me, obviously.
Yeah.
And that's my best ruby.
It's like you're smoking chanteuse.
Yes.
She's I sound like Harvey.
She stars
Harvey.
In hair.
Should I call my mother?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
Oh, I have a very silly game. Are you ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Am I ready for silly games?
It's called Cirque Title, True or False.
Yay!
Oh, that's a good one.
Excited.
I'm not going to know.
Neither will we. I already listed 3 of them.
We'll just do like 2 quick rounds because it's funny.
Sweet.
I'm going to say a title. I'll do it specifically. And you just tell me if it's true or false.
Sure.
Kevin.
Yes.
True.
False.
Kevin.
Yes.
What if there's one called Kevin? Magic, the imagination.
False.
Correct.
Ooh.
Brian.
Yes.
Curious, a cabinet of curiosities.
False.
True.
It's coming to New York.
Yeah.
Oh, she just...
That was...
She threw shade at you.
You think that you're
it's
bad,
currently
Kevin?
Running.
That was... I've
it's the
never
first
gotten...
thing that comes up when you Google it.
The shade
I've
like
never
that.
Gotten Freddie Mercury laser eyes at me like that.
She just sent you the laser eyes.
Listen, I work for...
All right.
Cirque du Soleil.
Leo, the lion of the night.
True.
False.
Oh. You never know what happens in Germany.
Oh, that's
true.
True.
Kevin.
Okay. Yes.
Kava. Kava.
I can't tell.
There was one
Asian
called
there.
Ka, so I don't know if like Kava, like the drink, was a show. I'm gonna guess she was trying to trick me because it's alcohol, so I'm gonna say false.
It is false. Good job.
Well played, Kevin.
Kevin is too. All right, Brian.
Yeah.
Zoomanity.
That's true. It played at the New York in
that
Las
is
Vegas.
True. Good for
it's
you.
Really.
All right.
Zootopia.
Shakshi.
Okay.
Zoolander.
Torek. The first flight.
Yes, it's happening currently.
Yep. That is the Avatar.
Oh, they
show.
Have it in Chicago.
It is.
Oh, really?
I haven't
seen it, but I've seen
it.
Videos, and they recreate, like, you're in a stadium kind of situation, and with smoke and like projections and stuff, it literally looks like lava fills all the aisles and like runs what? Down the aisles, and then it runs in lava fills the whole thing, and you're like sitting in lava.
That is terrifying. My nightmare. Yeah. Do that's guests have to get on the seats and hop from one and don't touch the lava?
Touch the lava.
Isn't it?
That's what it was.
That's a weird game because I feel like every kid lava? Played The Floor is Lava. Yeah.
But
like,
where did we know that what lava was?
Yes, it's like blowing
your
into
your parents taught
the,
that to you so they could vacuum.
It's like blowing into the Nintendo cartridges.
Yep. How do we all know to do that?
How do we all know to do that? Did you do that, Ruby?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. It's like the most dangerous thing you could that could be on the floor. I
and
don't
if
know.
The blow didn't work, then like you yelled at somebody that they might spit in it.
Ooh,
you're like, don't spit when you blow.
Quicksand, yeah. It was either quicksand or lava. Do you know why I think it is? It's because Super Mario.
What about Super Mario?
That's why, because of Super Mario Brothers.
They have the one where they're in lava.
Yeah, they sink in lava all the time.
And Aladdin is in lava.
Aladdin is in lava.
And Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, it's in a whole...
I think
like,
Ruby's right.
Lava and quicksand is in a lot of children's films.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's true.
All right. Wait.
What's scarier, lava or quicksand?
Lava.
I just... Quicksand. John Mulaney does a whole stand-up bit about how he was...
I know.
He was so...
Quicksand would have been a better thing.
Exactly.
Who did that?
John Mulaney. Like, he talked about when he was a little kid, he thought, like... You think quicksand is going to be everywhere, and then you realize when you get like it is an adult that it's not really a thing that you have to worry about.
Yeah, that's so true. Every time I stepped into a sandbox, I was like, it could be quicksand.
We were terrified as children, and I think
that might be
Mario Brothers too.
Did you guys also have that turtle sandbox in your backyard?
I did. It's the green turtles.
Yep. We all had that. How do we all have the same things?
Because if you think of something you want to make with a cute lid. Oh, put the turtle shell back.
Also, I think Fisher Price's marketing was probably spot on to our parents.
Yeah, they got all of our parents.
Did you guys ever like circle things in the Sears catalog for Christmas?
I would cut it out and paste it onto a separate piece of paper.
Oh, crafty.
Kimberly's always been very organized.
I never thought of it that way.
Mother, I put together a collage for my Christmas.
Always just drugs.
Inspiration board.
My Christmas involved movies and Chinese food.
It did?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Brian. You don't celebrate the Christ.
Yeah.
That's fine.
A truer thing is not
I
been said.
I don't hold it against you.
No, I no, actually...
He's still waiting for the Messiah to come.
I go... Oh, my God.
I do like
Let's play some more games.
All right.
Oh, I hear
is
something.
Is this a good sound effect?
Yeah.
So yeah. Good.
I have our Lights of Broadway show cards.
Lights of Broadway!
Lights
what?
On Broadway!
What is this?
Do you not know of Lights of Broadway?
No! Oh my gosh, I'm already
gonna
like...
throw like
oh gosh,
a few in the middle. We're just going to go around one at a time, pick something from this pile.
Okay.
It is like... So it's show cards against humanity.
So there's a pile of slips in the middle of the table.
Yes. Great. There's a pile of slips in the middle of the table that are essentially like the draw pile from Cards Against Humanity. You'll read it out loud. We'll all give you a card.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Makes We're just going to do... One quick speed round. Are we ready?
Yep.
Funniest one wins.
Great.
Kevin, draw first.
Angelica, Eliza, and blank. It's really ironic that I get that one, by the way.
Yeah.
I
know, right?
All right, Kevin, close your hands, eyes, put out your hand.
Eliza.
And put the card you think is funniest in Kevin's hand.
So is it Angelica, Eliza, and the kids of Finding Neverland?
Kevin, you have to sing all of them.
Oh. Angelica, Eliza, and Seth Rudetsky. And Angelica, Eliza, and Zero Mostel. I'm going with Zero Mostel.
Yay!
Ruby
wins!
So Ruby, put that in front of you, and that is your point.
I almost did the kids of Finding Neverland.
Ugh, I'm so mad at you for not doing that.
But Zero Mostel's
All
picture
right, Brian,
is amazing.
Pick one.
Can you pass me one? It's too far away.
Yeah.
Blank is most likely to literally... Belt their face
Literally.
Off. My hand is out. My eyes are closed. I close my eyes.
Wait, is it supposed to be funny?
Yes. Or factual.
Factual is sometimes works better.
Mix them up so you don't know it's mine.
You're right.
Don't want to
she has been giving me so much shade.
Well,
we loved it.
When I drink, my country comes out.
Yes!
I like to rule the roost.
I like it.
I love it. Blank is most likely to literally belt their face off. Christopher Fitzgerald is most likely to literally belt their face off. I don't know why this one's funny. Sydney Lucas is most likely to literally belt their face off.
She can go there.
School of Rock is likely to literally melt their face. I think Sydney Lucas wins this.
Sydney
one.
Lucas is a good
Booyah.
One. Did you get that
one?
Yeah. You are so good at this
My
game.
Goodness.
We are on a mission to make Sydney Lucas a friend of the show.
It's true.
Why can't you?
She tweeted back at us once, didn't
yeah.
she?
Yeah, we're gonna
we're working on it.
Hi, Sydney.
She gonna have like high C or something?
Yeah, well, I'll drink
yeah,
juice
we
boxes.
We said apple juice.
Okay.
Like
we
a juice
we
box
said we
of
have
her
a pizza
choice.
Party.
I think she probably would drink like a sparkling like
cider.
But like Martinelli's apple juice.
Yeah, that's
something
so good.
Fancier.
Well, we would do it. What was it?
Pizza party?
Oh, our ring of cheese. Kimberly came up with that one where we had like a pizza party with mozzarella sticks.
I don't remember saying that, but
I like
it was
that.
Great.
In that's a ring of cheese.
Yeah, stuffed crust pizza.
She's amazing.
Yes.
Stuffed crust is so good.
Oh, that's such a good idea. We bring in that stuffed crust pizza.
And that's
pizza
the ring
hut pizza.
Of cheese. Yeah, they could, like, sponsor it or something.
Is there a
yeah.
Pizza Hut in New York?
We can find one.
Yeah, there is.
There is.
Ruby knows.
Yeah. Ruby knows.
There is.
All right, good to know. All right, Ruby.
I'm all over it.
Pick a piece of paper.
Next up. Okay.
Who will love me as I am?
Oh, that's the question?
Yeah, that's the question. Who will love me as I am?
Who will love you as you are?
Oh. Okay.
We all pulled out the sweet ones.
Yeah, right.
Oh, how can I stare at their smiling faces and... turn any of them down.
Well, tell us who you have.
Fred Applegate.
Mm.
Rebecca Luker.
Oh.
Andrew Rannells.
Oh.
They would
you
all love
you
as you
Rebecca
are.
So I'm going to put that out right now.
Well, because I'm a feminist, I say Rebecca Luker.
One for Brian.
Oh, I almost put her in, too.
But then she would have to pick which Rebecca Luker.
That would have been very upsetting. And then how would we have known?
We would never have known.
All right, my turn. I'm going to pick one.
Yeah.
So fun. Where do you buy this game?
The cards are actually sold at like a bunch of theater merchandising stores throughout
yeah.
like
yeah.
Times Square.
Squiggs draws
district.
Them. Squiggs, friend of the show, Squiggs.
Who Hi, Squiggs.
Oh, yeah, Squiggs. Hi, Squiggs.
And then I made up the like things.
These things, yeah.
So Brilliant. This one is. So you, this is a two-card question.
Perfect.
Blank.
Oh, that's perfect because this is going to be the last
yeah.
one. So
it worked great. Out really well.
Yeah.
Blank. Murdered. Blank. Backstage with a prop candlestick.
Blank, murder, blank.
So we should
oh,
put...
Oh, I got it.
So you two cards.
I got the winning hand.
Okay.
Either two people or like maybe someone yep. murdered an entire show. I don't know.
Close your eyes.
Jerry Orbach murdered falsettos. With a prop candlestick backstage.
So this, because he's yes. Lumiere.
That's
because
great.
He's Lumiere, Kimberly.
That's pretty...
Oh, that's actually pretty
Because
clever.
He's Lumiere.
Oh. Laura Benanti. Murdered Stephen Pasquale backstage with a prop candlestick.
I'm leaving the room. Oh, I'm leaving
this
the room.
Way? Andre DeShields murdered David Diggs
oh.
backstage with a prop candlestick.
Guns and Ships.
I'm sorry, that goes to Laura Benanti.
Yes!
So yeah. Kevin and.
We're being searingly dry.
Kevin and Ruby tied.
Oh, I got
we
two
tied.
As well.
You tied? And so, do you want the tiebreaker from my Cirque du Soleil game?
Yes.
Yeah, tiebreaker.
True or false?
Yes.
So just yell it out. Saltimbanco.
True.
False.
Yes.
Oh! So on that
note.
That's
a word I didn't know how to pronounce.
Ruby, we want to thank you for being here with us. We really had a ball of laughs. I don't know. I'm sorry.
That was no, I like it.
We had there a great time. Did you have a good time?
I had such a good time.
And so we end every show. So follow Ruby on Ruby Lula, Ruby Lewis Official. Follow us at Broadwasted. We really love that you're here. Go see Paramore. See the magnificent Ruby Lewis do her thing in Paramore. She's excellent. It's kind of silly. So much shade you're giving me.
I was drinking out of a sippy cup. That's all
you
was.
Are. You're killing it.
True.
So we always end with a quote. Oh, that hurts. Wait, I'm not numb. Shut up. Open wide. Here I come. I am your dentist.
Little shop.
Little shop.
Yes.
And as one. We... What'd you say?
I got it. And I don't know things.
You seem to know a lot of things
you
in
this
did. Episode.
Well, it's
you fooled the public.
Yeah.
And as we end every episode,
bump. She's so confused.
She's
right
so confused. You did Grease. You did Grease. You know that. That's the end of Magic Changes.
Yeah, only the boys are in that song.
Zoo-doo-wop bump.
No, I was already off stage.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. We'll hear you next week. You'll hear us next week.
Bye. Oh,
wow. So much.
Thanks for coming on, Ruby.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.